Have you ever caught yourself engaging in negative self-talk? For example, calling yourself stupid when you made a mistake. Remember how it made you feel even worse instantly? Well, positive self-talk has the power to impact your mood too. It makes you feel better, also instantly. In this episode, you'll learn the fascinating reason why. Plus, I share 7 easy ways to incorporate positive self-talk into your week. Keep listening to learn more. Hello, and welcome to the Happiness Upgrade Podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Lichterman. Like most of us, you've probably on occasion said negative things to yourself. For example, maybe you've called yourself stupid when you made an error, or you scolded yourself for not doing better on a task. Unfortunately, this kind of negative self-talk immediately makes you feel even worse. Now, we all know this is behavior we should try our best to avoid. After all, who wants to feel lousy? But did you know that you can also talk to yourself in a way that makes you feel better? It's true. Turns out, taking just a few moments to reflect on values you love about yourself, such as your honesty, or personality traits that you admire in yourself, such as your sense of humor, spurs a surge in good feelings that kick in immediately. And this is backed by science. In a 2016 study published in the journal Psychological Science, a team of researchers from a number of universities, including UCLA and Carnegie Mellon, made an important discovery. Using functional magnetic resonance imaging to scan the brains of volunteers, they found that thinking of values and traits that you admire about yourself activates a certain region in the brain, the left ventral striatum, and that spurs a rewarding sensation similar to when you eat a delicious cupcake or enjoy a romantic kiss. In other words, it feels good. This means that simply by using the right words when you think about yourself or talk to yourself, you'll trigger detectable changes in the brain, and you can use this surprising effect to feel better anywhere, anytime. So I'm going to share simple ways that you can use positive self-talk to give yourself a happiness upgrade this week. Here are my 7 suggestions. 1. Post a note on your alarm clock, bathroom mirror, phone, or anywhere else you tend to look first thing in the morning. Write on this note a list of values or traits that you love about yourself. It's a great way to start your day feeling brighter. 2. Take a picture of this same note, then use it as your wallpaper for an electronic device that you use daily. This way you'll see it again and again. Don't use electronic devices? Well, then post a second note on a mug you use, or a plant that you water, or somewhere else that you're sure to see it during the day. 3. Set an alarm on your phone or watch to go off at a certain time. When the alarm sounds, tell yourself 3 things that you admire about yourself. This way you can remember to inject a little positivity into your day. 4. Try to think of unusual or unique aspects of yourself that you usually don't give yourself credit for. For example, maybe when you're driving, you're the kind of person who always lets other drivers get in ahead of you when they're signaling to change lanes, since you know a lot of other folks sadly would speed up and block them instead. 5. Congratulate yourself for working on aspects that you want to make better. For instance, maybe you're trying to be more patient, or perhaps you're naturally shy and are attempting to make more social connections despite your shyness. 6. Make a pact with a loved one, such as a close friend, sibling, child, parent, or partner, to take a positive self-talk break together. Then share with them the values or traits that you're most proud of yourself for having, and listen as they share theirs. 7. At the end of your day, think back to moments when you felt you did something that you could be proud of. For instance, maybe you gave a waitress a bigger tip because you could tell she was having a tough day. Perhaps you thanked a member of the military for their service when you passed by them on the street. Or maybe you simply managed to successfully stay calm when someone was ticking you off. Whatever small or large thing you did that day, tell yourself that you appreciate how well you did. Those were my 7 suggestions for ways that you can use positive self-talk to give yourself a happiness upgrade. I hope you find them helpful. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Happiness Upgrade Podcast. I hope the mood-boosting tips you heard today help you give yourself a happiness upgrade. To learn a simple method that makes this tip and any other self-care tactics even more effective at boosting your mood, pick up the book, The Happiness Upgrade, One Small Step Up to a Happier Life by me, your host, Gabrielle Lichterman, at Amazon. This book shows you how small actions, like the one you learned today, can halt a negative mood and lead to a rise in happiness. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. There's a new episode every Monday. To learn more about the Happiness Upgrade Podcast, visit happinessupgrade.com and follow me on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching @happinessupgrade. I hope your week is filled with happiness.